Welcome to Making Room, a podcast inspiring people to accelerate change by being a catalyst, honoring creativity, and acting with courage. We are making room for the greatest potential of our community.
All right. Welcome back to Making Room. Today is, it's always special, right, Shivani? You know, I know I say that a lot, Brandon. We got a Furu Cold Brewer here, our first ever Making Room podcast guest. She's been a catalyst for us in so many ways. I'll say for me, last night we were talking, and when I think of a Furu, our relationship is just, I always feel seen as a human being. And I just think the more, as leaders, we see each other, regardless of your age or where you live or where you're from, that you just create the kind of relationship where you truly see someone, it is so satisfying. And I'll give much love to Mr. Brandon Neal, who, when we were talking about the last episode, and we had said we got to get a Furu on to interview us, he goes, well, let's get a Furu to do it. And so what's going to happen today is we're going to turn it over to here in a few minutes. And she is running the show. And what I wanted to give Brandon, why don't you jump in first and then Shivani on what this means to you and what you're excited about to have a Furu interview us as we close out season one.
Yeah, as we were talking about it, I was thinking back to the first episode and really didn't know what we were getting into. And then you almost had me crying on the first episode, which I thought I wasn't going to do. And I'm sure we'll get into that, talk a little bit more about that moment. But for us, it's just, I felt like this was the perfect way to close out the season one with you starting us off and you finishing us and you inspiring the hope that what we hope to see may come out of this, right? To highlight voices like yours who have not been conditioned to think that things aren't possible, and where we hope this will go in this pivotal point in time. So I cannot be more thrilled to have you here. I'm a little bit nervous about the questions you're going to ask us, but I'm looking forward to it, and we're making room for you today. So very much glad to have you.
So Furu, the show is yours. It's your game. We love you.
Hello, Making Room Podcast. Oh my gosh. I'm just so excited for today because Shivani mentioned it earlier. It's just such a full circle moment where you can go back to where everything started and then see the progression over the year, and not just the year, but the duration since it started. And I just think that I'm so honored to be able to interview the famous John Davis, Brandon Neal, and Shivani.
That's awesome.
So, I have been with Making Room Podcast since it was literally a seed, okay? I remember John talking and him being like, I really want to do this and I really want to bring this together. And since I've been there, since it was literally a seed and now it's a growing plant, Brandon, when John brought to you Making Room, what was your thoughts? And then once you said yes, what were your expectations?
Yeah, good question. I love the planting seeds analogy. One of the things I tell people, so a lot of times I speak to younger people about career stuff, and I tell them, in a lot of times in your early stages, you just consider yourself a farmer, right? You're just planting seeds. You have no idea if those seeds are going to sprout. You have no idea if they're going to bloom. You'll actually forget about them. You're just planting them in the dark, and then you come back years later, and then you realize, oh man, those seeds I planted so many years ago, they're starting to bloom, and you start reaping the fruit from them. And so I think John very much was in this planting seed phase. And I had no idea what to expect when he said, you know, let's do this podcast. I was like, okay, I know we kind of briefly talked about it, but I'm going to go with it. And I think probably what my biggest learning over the past year has been, if we go through COVID and everything we've gone through in the last 2 years, and we don't change how we do something, if we don't take more risk, then we've blown a significant opportunity. So for me, this was way outside of my comfort zone. I was not comfortable. John knows he had to drag me along with a lot of things. It's like, hey, man, just let it go. Just you're okay. Like, nothing's going to happen. It's fine. It's just a podcast. And being uncomfortable for me and letting go and just being free to speak my mind, try to speak the change and positivity I want to see in the world has been invaluable to me. So as I think about where this goes, I think there's been a good foundation. I think there's been a lot of seeds that have been sown. And I think over the next year or so, we're really going to see some of those things bloom from kind of what John's initial vision and what we all got together to think about. And just being able to meet with Afru, I knew you, but getting to know you better, getting to know Shivani better, it's just been a great experience for me.
Absolutely. Like you mentioned, seeds need space and they need opportunity to grow. And you guys' podcast is all about making room, in other terms, being a catalyst, right? And you guys are all educators, wonderful, high-achieving educators. So you all knew the word catalyst before 2021. But how has making room shaped the meaning of that word for you? And I want to direct that question specifically first to Shivani, because I know you're in medical, and I know making room for children, and even in your heart, mind, and spirit, and taking care and nurturing these kids that aren't yours, but that you care so deeply about, like, that's been big. And then it's like, oh, wow, now you're a part of this podcast, and you're making room in a totally different way for a whole different demographic.
For sure. That's such a great question. You guys all know that I'm the nerd of the group in terms of this word, and really thinking about the science of it, but going deeper and deeper and having been asked the question about what catalyst means over and over again, I come to appreciate even more just this idea of being able to generate change and speed up the ability of things to happen for positive impact to happen without taking away from, you know, the person that is initiating that change as a catalyst. And I love that it comes in so many forms, right? It could be a big moment. It could be a big opportunity, or it could be just a small word of encouragement or an opportunity to bring someone to the table. Asking someone, you know, in my own work, just asking, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or what, you know, what are you good at? Sometimes is that spark that creates the opportunity for someone to think, I can be somebody. As we've had more and more of these conversations over the course of the year on this podcast and interacting with guests, interacting with John and Brandon, and really thinking through the ways that we have been able to be catalysts for each other, for our community, I think for me, that idea has permeated in multiple spaces. So it's not just about what does this look like as being a catalyst for this podcast, but what does it look like for me in my home? What does it look like for me at work, for the community, when I'm interacting with people? And hopeful that that is also sparking that type of thought in others to really think, okay, well, I've had this leadership position for a really long time. How can I elevate the next generation or elevate this other group of people that doesn't always have the opportunity and create space where I've always had it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we have Brandon, lawyer. Okay. What is the difference between the way that you've been a catalyst in 2020 versus 2021 when you started Making Room podcast?
Yeah, that's a great question, Afru. I think Shivani's definition of catalyst, right, and expediting change, but not taking away anything from yourself, right? I think that's made a big difference on me. And it's also made me think about, I would say before 2020, I thought, you know, I had to be the one to save the world, or I had to have a great big idea. I had to be, you know, forward charging, be the one in the leadership spot. Even though I was never really, that's really not what I want. Like, I'm not one who really wants to be in the spotlight. That's why John kind of had to drag me into this podcast. And so for me, I think that definition really freed me up to be more of who I am, right? Being more of, it's okay for me not to be the lead, but for Afru to be the lead on this podcast, because that's being a catalyst by giving you that opportunity, by making room. And so I love the concept of making room and catalyst together. because it makes it more digestible, right? If you think back to, if you think about Making Room, I just have this image in my head of the most dreaded place in the world, a middle school cafeteria, right? And you think about all the tables being full and someone with a tray carrying and not feeling like they have a place. And then they walk up and someone's like, hey, we made a little room for you at this table, right? You can picture that in your head. And it's something that small that really makes a difference in someone's life and feeling welcome and feeling like they have a place. Someone sees them, someone sees their potential. And so I like that concept of these are small things we can do every day. And so I've tried to do that just through, not just here on this podcast and with opportunities like you, Afuru, but also just in my leadership role at work, even at home with my kids, letting them know, say, hey, I want to know what you think about this. Or why don't you decide what we're going to do for spring break? I'm not going to decide. Why don't you decide, right? Things like that involving them in the process have changed sort of my outlook on the world and really have improved me. As Giovanni said, you might gain by being a catalyst because you brought someone along. It's really improved me in the sense that I've gained so much more by letting other people step out front and really be who they are supposed to be. And that in turn makes me even more happier than it would be if it were me. So that's been great, a great shift that I made through COVID, and have loved that this podcast has been the catalyst for that.
And John, okay. In the spirit of being a catalyst, you made room for not only me, but Brandon and Shivani and all the other guests that you brought on this podcast. What gave you courage to put all this together and to continue it and stay strong? Because look, it takes courage on the person to come, but it also takes courage to, like, to Brandon's point, to invite them to the table. It takes courage to say, hey, I see this person wandering. I see this person feeling disconnected. Let me connect them by bringing them to my table. That takes courage because you don't know how the people who you're sitting with will take that. So what gave you courage to invite? I mean, they've explained their courage on what it took inside of them to come, but also what did it take inside of you to even invite them?
I think as I reflected, it's a great question because there's so much. And, you know, I called Brandon yesterday and, you know, we're looking at a possible funder situation to keep this going. And I just reflected on like why we started this. And I shared with him, I just said, hey, just want to clarify for me, I want to make change. I want to work with people I love and respect, and I want to have a lot of fun. And I think it's just a matter of us continuing to like honor those values. And so as I reflect, I'm just super proud of the consistency we've had. And, you know, Brian Baltashevitz and our Queen City podcast team, Brandy Edwards at Ladelco, just the people that have wrapped around us. I think from having Mitchell Watts make our logo to, you know, guy named Brandon Gage work on our website to the song, you know, LP7 and Britt Drozda. It's like every point and turn, we've really looked at how we can honor the values of being a catalyst, honoring creativity and acting with courage. And it's stretched me in a lot of ways. And I think what's been so rewarding sometimes though is when I actually listen to the podcast, I can be so like critical of myself. And then I listen and I'm like, hey, this is really good. Like we sound normal and natural and in flow. So I'm just so inspired by the growth. I'm so inspired by where we're headed. And it just reminds me to stick with it, to surrender to the process, and then have as much fun as you can while you're doing it.
John, you have a lot of magic, okay? A lot of magic. And the beautiful thing about magic is literally what you said and what this whole podcast is about is bringing things full circle. Brandon gave you courage one time, and then you gave it right back to him, and here we are today. You gave me courage. And I've given you courage. And it's just like this, it's this cycle effect where sometimes we get down, but when we have people around us like Brandon, Shivani, and John and Ifuru, when we have these great people around us, that energy is always returned. And so it looks like a whole life cycle of energy where you're never completely down. You're never without. You always have. And it's just like, you guys have interviewed so many people in Charlotte. You've given out so much energy in Charlotte. What does that return look like to you in a memory? Like, what is the best, like, 2021, this person I interviewed, and at this moment in the interview, I was like, whoa, or tear, or ha, 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 or oh my gosh, that was new. What was your favorite memory of 2021 Making Room podcast, starting with Brandon?
I feel like this is a setup of Furu, because I feel like you know what I'm going to say. And you tried to leave me with a tear. So my favorite moment was without a doubt when I got teary-eyed talking to you, and you just said something incredible, and it made me think of my daughter. And I'm gonna try to go through it without getting teary-eyed again. And I thought about, like, why did that hit me so much, right? And I think you said something powerful, that it means so much for you to be able to see yourself or someone you love in someone else, right? And in that moment, when you were talking about how you've always been different, how you struggled with that at a certain point, but then you realized to step into it, and it's like, oh yeah, I am a guru. It really made me think of my daughter, who is the shy kid. Like, people don't realize, people can't see how great she is because she doesn't show it. And she's quirky, she's different, and she gets overshadowed by her little brother. But around that same time, she had the opportunity, and I was very shocked at the Girl Scout. She's in a Girl Scout troop, and they wanted her to interview the mayor, ask the mayor a question out of all the girls in the troop. And I was like, do you know my daughter? She doesn't like speaking up. And she just stepped into it and, like, knocked it out of the park. And I was just so impressed and so proud. And so when I saw you, it connected back to my daughter using that voice. And I just said, you know what? This is the person who I want my daughter to be like. I want her to step into her voice. I want her to use her voice. I want her to use her unique abilities and to just be special like you are. And so for that, that is what this is all about, right? So you spoke about the energy and it's being circled around, but it's also amplified, right? So when you connect with other people, and when I see your energy, I see John's energy, and I pour into him and he pours into me, we amplify it together. And the strength that we have is greater because we came together, right? I think Nate Sally said it, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It equals something greater. And so I think that's really what stuck to me in that moment, and why it was so powerful for me. And I couldn't really contain it in that moment. But so I wanted to thank you for that moment. I wanted to thank you for setting me up to try to cry again. But I really appreciated that. And so as I look back 2021, that was probably my greatest moment, on this podcast, and watch my daughter, asked Mayor Vile Isles a question, was my greatest moment as a father that year. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations to you and your daughter. You. And I just would like to note that last time he got teary eyed, but this time he got choked up. So we're on a roll. That's
right. I'm glad you could point that out.
Good one. Good one. That is great. That is great.
Brandon said, I would not cry in this podcast, but I think
I will get choked up.
Sweat came down. I think sweat was
that's right. Okay. That's right. That's true. I'm stepping into it. I'm comfortable crying now. I cry all the time.
Love it. It's growth.
Good. It's growth. That's right.
That's amazing.
I am waterworked these days.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Like, they say in Japanese, arigato. Arigato to you, because not everyone can recognize the energies that you have just recognized. You recognize that my daughter is quiet, and I know my daughter is amazing, and I know she's going to do amazing things, but right now she's just a little bit more reserved. And then you recognize in someone else and said, okay, these are the qualities. And then you made space for your daughter and you congratulated her and you were behind her, giving her the whoop to go and ask those questions to the mayor. And that is amazing. So I say thank you for even sharing that with me, because that's big. I really thank you for that. And I say thank you and arigato on behalf of your daughter for making that space for her, making the room and creating an environment where she can be herself and take her time, where she doesn't feel like she has to rush to be this big superstar, but she can take her time and build herself and take a step out whenever she wants to. So thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. Those are powerful words.
I know you guys have interviewed so many people and amplified the energy for so many. I want to hear what Shivani and John have to say about their favorite moment of the 2021 podcast.
I can't say that I have like one particular favorite moment, but I have a favorite feeling. And that favorite feeling is this moment where in the midst of us having real conversation with real people, the aha moments that have happened in the studio. So Ifuru, for you, there was this aha moment where you had recognized where your pediatric team, your pediatricians had given you an opportunity, a voice to speak up and be there for other children. If I think about Jamie and her aha moment of her her grandfather, who is this role that he played in connecting her her love of education and children with special needs, that sometimes there are these things and moments in us that we don't always recognize, and we don't always get asked these questions that we often will ask on this particular podcast. Those moments of growth in the midst of conversation, those moments of recognition of these people who have played a role in our lives and being able to honor them, even if we don't connect with them anymore, but just the energy that we put out there to be like, hey, you know what? This person did make a difference. And to feel that, to know that, to see that, I think is so important, whether it is someone that we can go back to and say, hey, you know what? I had this moment and I never told you before, but thank you, because this is what that opportunity did for me. And when those people are not people that we can see anymore, if they've passed or if we're not connected anymore, just kind of putting that thought and that energy out there into the world, I think is so beautiful. Brandon even had mentioned, you know, at some point in his life, making a list of all the people that he had thought had made an impact on his life. I love that moment. So I think that that feeling of that aha moment that has happened in our studio multiple times over and again is so warming, so touching. And it makes me think, you know, I wish that I could also continue to do that. I want to be able to do that for other people, to create those opportunities in those spaces, even in the smallest of ways, not to get the recognition, but just to know the power of what a moment like that can do for people.
Mm, yeah. And you know what? Shivani's voice really is like, hypnotizing maybe, or her voice is lit. I think that John had mentioned it before, but her voice really speaks to people's soul and people's spirit. Like, it's something about the way you articulate your words that pulls out those moments, those aha moments that you're talking about. And that's why I can get a little emotional right now, even saying again what you've already said, because it resonates so heavy, and it resonates even more to who you are, how you are, and the way that you show up in people's lives and on the podcast and in these interviews. You're such a sore thumb, even though that has a bad connotation to it. I want to use it as positive, because you stick out so much, and you stick out in here, like the way that your voice can reach someone is amazing. And I just wanted to give you that and say that to you, because I almost started crying while you were talking. And I was like, whoa, where are these tears coming from? But it's coming from the authenticity from your words and your energy and your voice. It just all comes together like a zinger and it hits you right in that spot that you needed. And I almost had tears.
Thank you, for real. You're so kind.
Well, I guess I'm next now. The guru is at it. You know, I think I'll speak more from a conceptual level, is that I want to acknowledge that being a catalyst is hard. Like, when you really create room if you're really going to do it in a way that honors somebody's creativity, you know, I'll be honest, even before today, we're asking if we were to interview us, I'm a little nervous. And I just want to acknowledge that, like, I care about you so much, but there's still, and I think that's why Brandon and Shivani, we've all said this is hard work, because there is this thing inside us that I'll say for me wants control and can't control if it's not me. And so, but when you do let go and you experience like the moment we're having today, where this is so beautiful and so spot on and so much better. I'm not going to say better. I'll use Brandon's language. There's no favorites. There's just different. This is so special for what you're doing. So this would be there, but I want to honor that that's not always easy. So which brings me to, I want to do two quick favorite moments. And when we asked LP7, the violinist and recording artist, rapper, and Britt Drazda to partner together, and we shared about our story, and they came up with a song titled Welcome. And in the song, it says, we have room for you. We have room for you. We have room for you. So if you didn't get it the first two times, the third time. And so a moment of FooRu, I'm in a park in Boston, and I let go with that. We all did. I called Brandon and Shivani. Are y'all cool with this? They're like, yeah. And boom, they come up with it. And when I first heard it, I just started crying. Because it occurred to me that there's no way I could have ever directed or made something like that. And it honored our mission so fully that I felt so seen. And I think we said that a lot with creativity, is to honor how somebody sees. So that was just a beautiful, it wasn't recorded on the podcast, but for people that know me well, I love building and I love creating, and the process of how it comes together to me is probably more important than the end product. So there's that. And then on a lighter side, I laughed so hard over Christmas break rewatching when Nate Salley came on, and he's an Ohio State alum. And we played the Michigan Bite song, and Shivani went to Michigan med school. And I thought it was, I love messing with people. So, like, I still watch that and laugh, because Nate's like, you know, he's a good friend of all of us. And he's like, oh, this is awful. But he's kind of laughing. And I don't know, it's just, it's fun to mess around and play with people too a little bit. So, those are a couple that come to mind.
As I ask a question, it's like he's already ready for the next question, which makes me already start with Shivani. I want to start with Shivani here, because Brandon had touched on it earlier as well, but going into this year, it was a lot of challenges. I mean, we were coming out of 2020, which was the first year of the pandemic, and then we're trying to get to what people were calling this new normal. And coming into this new normal, and then this podcast, and every energy and situation that this podcast has put you in, what for you was a challenge, like something where you came in there thinking one, came into the podcast thinking one way, but came out thinking a whole nother way? What was your biggest challenge throughout 2021, either with the podcast or personally, that the podcast might have helped with?
Yeah, I think for me, again, not one particular episode, but when with the pandemic, when we have kind of undergone moments of time where there are surges, or just things getting really tough in my career life, and then balancing that with being present and available to my family, there were moments where kind of driving up to the studio, I was like, I just don't know if I have the energy for this today, right? I want to be here. I want to be present. But there is magic. You said magic about John. There is just magic with our group, that despite how tired I might have felt or how stressed out I had felt, there is this magic about being able to shut down the phone, shut down the email, step into a space with people that I love and talk about beautiful things together, where that moment then becomes everything that I needed. And even if I felt tired or stressed coming in, I am rejuvenated. I have energy. And every single time that that has ever happened, I leave being so grateful that I didn't call and be like, yeah, I just can't do it today, right? Because it was worth it. It was worth it to put the phone down. It was worth it to have those conversations. It was worth it to have these, these meetings with beautiful people sharing beautiful stories and really thinking and pondering on how we make life better for all of us together.
I just got to say something to that real quick.
Absolutely.
That our audience needs to hear loud and clear. The commitment from Shivani and Brandon is unbelievable. To be a pediatrician on the front lines, serving people every day, putting her life and her family's life at stake. For Brandon to be architecting solutions and challenges for a major, huge healthcare system and working around the clock, and then to show up every single time for our recordings, and then the graciousness of patience they had with me as well. It's remarkable. And I just wanted to give a little love to that.
I appreciate that. The feeling's mutual for me. And I think Shivani touched on it a little bit in that it started becoming addictive, right? It became something that it was a good outlet, right? Because this outlet is not something for us. I'll speak for Shivani too. I think this is so much different than what we're used to that it became doing something completely different was a good distraction for all the other stuff that we deal with in this really, I would call it a traumatic year or 2 years at this point. And so, John, thank you for making this easy for us to step in with whatever capacity we had. And again, just being able to, we say it, shine light on the light and really focus on things that are positive, as opposed to so much of this being amplified. Absolutely. And spotlighted this negative in the world and traumatic. So
absolutely.
Thank you
and
as well.
I want to touch on this because we touched on this in my episode, the episode that you guys interviewed me in. And I want to touch on this with Brandon because it felt so important when we touched on it earlier this year. And it's the fact that you are, plain and simple, a Black man in America, right? And to your point of so many things being highlighted in the media that are so negative and so traumatic, let's circle back to when you felt almost like you couldn't show tears or emotions on the podcast and to where you are now. Because you had mentioned it earlier that you feel comfortable. That's such an important word. You feel comfortable expressing that side of yourself here on the internet for the world to see. Like, this is real. This is the world. Once we put this out on the internet, everyone can see it. And you expressed earlier that you now feel comfortable expressing tears and sadness and appreciation in the form of water coming from your eyes, being vulnerable here on the camera. And I want you to speak further on what that has meant for you and what that whole barrier of not wanting to cry on camera was.
Well, I felt comfortable till you reminded me that everyone would see me crying, Furu. So thanks for that. Now I'm uneasy again. So I would say, yes, I view sort of being a Black male as the perspective from which I come. I think the non-crying thing, which I have seen and through the group that John and I are a member of, and just talking to my brothers who are white, not Black, I think we're dealing with a very masculinity issue right now in our society, where I think we're struggling as this next generation to figure out what does it mean to be a man in this world? What does it mean to be a father? What does it mean to be a male? And it's just not clear. And so I think what we have been taught, or I'll speak what I have been taught, I won't speak for everybody, was that being a man, whether it's a Black man, white man, Asian man, whatever it is in society, has meant you can't show vulnerability. You have to have it all together. Crying is a weakness. And what I have come to find out over this year, and in the past 2 years, I've experienced traumatic loss that I can't even describe, that I would never expect. And what I found is that vulnerability is actually strength. Right? It actually builds trust. And when you show your true emotions, and like I said, I've cried more in this year than I think I've cried in my life. It really connects you with people and people can see who you really are. And that vulnerability is actually strength. And so I think in our society now, especially coming out of the pandemic, with so much that, you know, mental health issues, I think we need to be more vulnerable. And I think we need to allow people to be vulnerable. I think we need the courage to be vulnerable. And so for me to have that journey from not wanting to fighting so hard when we first had the first episode, not to drop the tear till today, I'm just, you know, I'm here. I'm crying. Like I joked with Kirby, my wife, like I'm waterworks now. Like just about anything can set me off to crying, and I'm okay with it. Because I think, as I mentioned before, if we come out of this pandemic, we come out of everything we've been through and we don't change anything, we don't learn anything, then we missed. And so for me, vulnerability and showing that vulnerability and encouraging others to show, especially males, to show vulnerability is very important to me.
And I want to touch on this, this moment right here, where in contrast to the first episode where it was kind of heavy on the racial tension and all that, because it was around May or June, and that was freshly after Floyd had happened, and all these other people, and everyone's like, hold on, this is nothing new, like, this has been happening. And I just love when I said that, and then you said, well, really, this is the bigger issue. The bigger issue is this harsh culture, this culture that has had a harsh impact on what masculinity is. And I just wanted to point that out, because I don't know if people watching this will really understand that, but the fact that, like you said, if we come out this pandemic and nothing has changed, hence the fact that at first we thought, hey, maybe it's a racial thing, and then it's like, no, there's a bigger picture here. It's bigger than race. It's bigger than what separates us. It's actually what makes us whole, what brings us together, the way that we identify alike and not different. I just wanted to point that out, because that right there is magical. That right there is important. And that is the bigger message here coming out of 2021 and even throughout the pandemic for the past 2 years, is that there's something bigger and it impacts us all. And that instead of focus on what makes us different and what isolates us, using that word again, let's figure out ways to bring us back together. Let's figure out what in the first place separated us.
Spot on. No, I've been watching the movie. I watched it 3 times, Avatar. And if you haven't seen it, it's really about how historically, you know, there's an indigenous population in the movie, and it's about how kind of Western militarized society tries to overtake and take. And when they don't get what they want, they rationalize or demonize the population in order to not connect to the humanity and the emotion. So when they take, it becomes okay. And what happens in the movie is one of the people who were a part of that group becomes part of the indigenous group and then has no tolerance for that to occur anymore because he became one of them. And so to Brandon's point and what you're describing, obviously the challenges we have are so deep in many ways around race here. And I think what we're asserting on this podcast is that when we get in touch, Ofuru, to your point, with our ability to feel and to, especially as men, we've said on this podcast, we're trying to create humans that are uncategorized. That I'll say for me, I'm a super emotional guy. Yeah, I'm waterworks over here. I'm crying at quotes. I'm calling Shivani, you know, and just like, but it's beautiful because I'm a human being. And I think the more that we could get in touch with our own emotions and our own humanity, we'll be able to see it in people who are hurting and suffering and not see that as that's just some robot or some group, as that's me. And I feel their pain too, so I will act accordingly. And I think to your point, I love you always bring us in a much bigger conversation, that if the more we do that in ourselves, the more we'll actually be able to listen to somebody when they are hurting. And maybe it would change our practice. Maybe it would change policy, not because it's the thing to do. It's because something is deeply hurting somebody that may not be hurting us, but we should be sensitive to what's going on. And that's the essence true of being a catalyst, is that you're willing to put your self-interest below the collective.
So we've covered everything, okay? Everything. This has been such a great experience for me. This has been a learning experience, honestly. And I am honored to have this position to interview you guys, because I remember we said it in the first episode. We manifested this, guys. We manifested this. And I'm just so happy to be here and be present with you guys, and you guys be present here with me. And I would love to say, as an ending note, my whole big thing is growth. I'm on social media as Miss Going Guru, right? So it would only be right if I asked everyone to give a short message to growth. And this is honoring John here. I just want to put that out. He does this thing where he gives, he writes a letter to a word. And it's so powerful. It's so powerful. And I want to end this episode that same exact way. What is a message to growth? Starting with John Davis.
Mine's going to be very short and simple. When you let go, you grow.
I can't be as short and simple as John, but I would say growth always hurts. It's always uncomfortable. But once you move past that, it's always worth it. And so anything you grow in, growing pains when you're growing in height, growing muscles when you're breaking down, you're sore, any type of growth, you have to go through the phase of uncomfort and discomfort, and pain. But once you come out on the other side, that growth is always worth it.
Yes, for me, thinking about growth as change, and change is hard, and change requires letting go of something that you might have felt comfortable with and attached to, but only when we let go are we able to move forward, and a reminder that to growth, that growth requires also pouring into. So just like a child needs nutrition and air and water to grow, we need to pour into ourselves in the ways that we need to grow and expand.
Beautiful. I'm gonna say growth is magic. And to your point of pain, growth does have pain, and magic also has consequences. So to growth.
Cheers to growth.
That's awesome. Cheers. And cheers to you, Afuru. Thank you so much. Yeah. This has been awesome.
And will you tell everybody what you're getting ready to do and what you're interested in?
Yes. I'm getting ready to ship off. I love to say ship off because I'm leaving home. North Carolina Agricultural and Technology. I'll be studying communications and journalism with a focus in public relations. So this is right up my alley. Thank you to John, nice. Brandon, and Shivani for creating space for me to come in today.
We're so proud of you and so excited for your journey.
We are. When I think of all the things you leave people with, when you make room, it will return. And you have done that for all of us. You've done it for me personally. You've been there every step of the way, the projects we've done. And A&T is getting ready to have a force of nature, a force of magic. And I'm going to go ahead and incept it now that there is going to be, we're working on it, there is going to be a new podcast coming out soon. And will you tell everybody the name of it and what it's about? Because you got to put it out in the universe.
I got to put it out in the universe. Diving deep, guys. Me and one of my bestest friends ever, Franklin Chacon, will be coming to you guys live with Diving Deep. Diving Deep will be our podcast. And Diving Deep is really where we're almost taking things that, you know, you might not think deep into, like the way that I had pointed out that that Brandon had alluded to a bigger point here, which is that it's not the separation, it's what brings us together. It's about pulling the deeper meaning behind the things that we fight about every day or that we love and that we indulge in. Diving deep is teenagers, okay? Teenagers, 18 and 19, diving deep into the expectations of society and everything that it stands for and who we are and what we stand for. Coming at you guys, so be prepared.
I love it.
Boom.
Be ready.
Can't wait.
If you're listening and want to support that effort, contact us and we'll get you in touch with the guru and Mr. Chacon. All right, Rufuru, you get to close out any word or sentence.
2022, this is a message to you. 2022, you are going to be filled with truth, honesty, and togetherness.
We invite you to continue making room with us. You'll find this episode and all of our exciting and meaningful conversations on Apple, Spotify, or really anywhere you choose to listen to podcasts.
Join the Making Room movement and get more info at makingroomwithus.com or follow us on Instagram at Making Room With Us.
Thank you for showing up for us and each other. Until next time.
Wonderful and full of truth, just as you are, just as you are. You are wonderful, so full of truth, just as you are. Ooh. You are wonderful, so full of truth, just as you are. Just as you are, you're welcome here just as you are.